This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. There's a new documentary film out that's making some pretty big waves in the health field. It has a compelling theme. The film is called Eating You Alive, and I've got the producer and producer-director with us today, Marilee Jacobs and Paul David Kinnemer. Welcome to HeartWise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys make a rather substantial claim going into this movie. You say that you're going to reveal the truth about why Americans are so sick and what we can do about it. Really, you know the truth. Paul, what's your evidence?
The evidence is in what the doctors have actually shown now for the last several years. Since 1990, I think Dr. Dean Ornish actually showcased for the first time in a trial study where he reversed cardiovascular disease. And so we interview the different doctors that have actually experienced this, the science behind it. And that's what we try to show in the film and demonstrate in the film.
Now, Marilee, you also do something else in the film that's kind of unique. I mean, there are a lot of films out there, but this one goes a little bit further than the information that it gives. Tell us what sets Eating You Alive apart from everything we've seen up to this point.
One of the foundations, I think, that sets this film apart is that our whole team actually took this challenge on as our own trial study. Mm. And we all embraced the lifestyle and decided we were going to try it out, see if it actually worked. And for all of us, we've experienced dramatic results. So we're coming from that perspective. In going through the journey, there were so many things that we encountered that we figured other people would encounter in their transition as well, that we wanted to address those in the film. So where the film might be a little bit different from other films dealing with the same content is that not only do we want to introduce you to the science behind why this is truth, have you be inspired by the stories of healing told by not only physicians, but other people with various and sundry other conditions and diseases, but also help you take the first steps in the transition, starting with how to read labels to showing you how easy it is to fix a few recipes and how to shop. So hopefully those steps so that when the viewer leaves or finishes viewing the film, they actually have the belief that not only do they need to make the change, but they're confident in that this is not as hard as they think it might be.
You know, I was privileged to see a sneak preview of this thing. I watched it over the course of a couple nights so I could digest it slowly. And what amazed me is that you guys, Paul, you guys and your team talked to people who had not just, you know, a cold or a little bit overweight. You talked to people on death's door, and they were able to make changes. How did you feel talking to these people, and how did they inspire you with their stories?
Yeah, literally. It was a blessing for us. The whole process, again, like Marilee said, we made this decision to do this and make this change in our own lives, and it was very personal. To hear these people going through these same transformations in their lives was, of course, inspiring to us. And my own, you know, not in the film, but my mother made the transition herself. She had over 50% blockage in her carotid arteries. And within 3 months of deciding to live this lifestyle and eat this way, she was back into the normal, below 20% blockage. So you have to see these changes in people's lives, not only in our families, but then through the people that we interviewed. It was very inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely. Marilee, when you talk to these people, as a host of a health program, I look for common threads. I find people that will support a common thread, and I find that running throughout the health field right now. What were some of the common threads? What were some of the things that you found over and over and over again that really solidified for you that this is truth?
I think the common thread is that when you go back to what we were designed to eat, which is whole plant foods, grains, beans, legumes, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, it doesn't matter what your chronic condition is, it will reverse it. It shows vast improvement, even in diseases that are considered incurable right now. And that was what was overarching, is that it doesn't matter what walk of life, doesn't matter your age, your gender, your genetic makeup, your cultural experience. When you eat this way, you see improvements in health across the board, and those are consistent.
All right, Paul, let's talk about eat this way. What is this way that we need to be eating, and what are we doing wrong as a society that is making us so sick?
I'm from the South. Everyone knows that in the South, we don't eat very healthy. I was that way most all of my life. Now I've transitioned from eating the meat, the dairy, the processed foods, the added sugars, the oils. I've gotten away from all those things. So now I'm basically eating food out of the ground as grown as much as possible. I limited processed foods. And when I say processed, that's in things such as, you know, whole wheat pasta and things like that. That is obviously processed to a point, yeah, but it's minimally processed. And so we eat those kinds of foods, and it's just amazing what it does for the body, because it's literally getting back to the diet that humans are really supposed to be eating.
But Marilee, aren't you tempted sometimes to go back to the way it was? I mean, this food there on the shelves looks pretty good. They package it nicely. They put a nice commercial on television to show you how wonderful it is. Aren't you sometimes tempted to say, well, I'll just sneak some of this stuff and I'll be okay?
You know what? That is one of the hardest things. And honestly, I can speak to my own addictions, because that's what they are. Paul has his addictions, which are different from mine, which is what we find across the board as well, is that we're all addicted to something. And the food industry has become so precise in the way that they develop and package these foods to tweak our bliss point, you know, to help us always want more so that we can reach that bliss point. And I think that recognizing that, you know, they always say the first step in the recovery of an addiction process is acknowledging that you have one. And that's no different here. I think the biggest challenge is that this is a socially acceptable addiction. A food addiction is socially acceptable. We don't really address it as such. So to be tempted early on in the process, it did require a little willpower. But when you approach it from the standpoint that eating those processed foods, eating those added oils and those added sugars are really no different than if you were to go and, you know, I don't know, snort cocaine, yes, do a line of heroin, whatever it is.
Yes.
If you view it as that damaging to your body and not health promoting, then it takes away the desire for that. Because really you want to put into your body only those things that are health promoting and disease preventing.
Marilee, you mentioned that we have a hard time with normal. We figure that sick is normal. Looking like that, when you look in the mirror and you're, okay, I've got 25 pounds overweight, but, you know, my friends have 50 pounds overweight, so I'm okay. How do you adjust what you believe to be normal? Because this is what people need to do before they begin this journey. They got to look in the mirror and say, that's not normal.
That's true. One of the things, and Paul can speak to this very well himself because he went through an experience with his family. When you make this transition, and by the way, I should mention that none of us went into this for the purpose of weight loss. And when I say that, that wasn't the goal.
Uh-huh.
The goal was to be healthy. The weight loss was only a byproduct, a side effect of making the transition. So when you make this transition and your goal is health, I have to tell everybody, don't look at the scale, because one of the first things that happens is those people around you, when they see you starting to lose weight, they all of a sudden wonder if you're sick and dying with some dread disease.
That's true.
And I think it's because our perspective, you know, our viewpoint has become so skewed as to what's normal, because you really don't find any healthy people. They may look fit on the outside, but they're dying on the inside, and it just hasn't shown itself yet. But as a population, we're so incredibly overweight that, yeah, we don't know what normal is anymore. But we've reassured everybody that we've met, that we've known, has made the transition, that your body knows where it's supposed to be. And across the board, when you just concentrate on being healthy and you eat lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains and you stay away from the processed food, your body's actually going to land where it's supposed to be, where it is normal for it to be. And you may fluctuate 2 to 3 pounds every day or during the week, but you'll fluctuate up and down depending on, you know, how many potatoes you ate or how many cashews you happen to have.
Yes.
But as long as you're eating that way, you're going to be within that range, and that's where you're going to land, and you don't have to worry about losing too much.
Very, very good. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more with Marilee Jacobs and Paul David Kennemer. They are the producers and producer director of a movie called Eating You Alive, going out into the theaters. And I think that some people are going to be surprised when they see this. And they probably, I hope, they'll probably see themselves up there and say, you know, if that person on the screen can do it, I can do it. And I hope that's what happens exactly. So we'll talk more with these producers on our return. So everybody stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. Did you know that God has created plants, and many of our plants not only prevent but also treat disease? Our biblical prescription for life is 2 Kings 20, verse 17. And Isaiah said, "Take a lump of fig," and they laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Fig was used as a treatment. Did you know that figs have iron, which can help with anemia, calcium, which can help with osteoporosis, potassium, which can help lower your blood pressure? Figs also can be used as a laxative because it has cellulose. The milky sap helps with tumors and warts. The leaf can help with eczema and psoriasis. Yes, the fig has many medicinal purposes. So think about figs. How might a fig help improve your health? For more information, go to our website, heartwiseministries.org.
In his book, The Ultimate Prescription, now available from Tyndale House Publishers, cardiologist Dr. James Markham writes, "Some estimate that 90% of cardiovascular disease is acquired. That's right. The painful truth is we give the disease to ourselves by the choices we make during a lifetime. We create the chronic condition, bringing about the acute event by placing endless stressors on our systems. In my patient David's case, he didn't even know he had a problem until that early Wednesday morning when it felt like an elephant sat down on his chest. I thank God that after this experience, he began his search for what was at the heart of his problem, at the heart of health. When he was faced with death, he started to evaluate the reason why." Dr. Markham's book, The Ultimate Prescription, is available from Amazon.com and wherever quality books are sold. To learn more about health from a biblical perspective, visit heartwiseministries.org. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guests today, Marilee Jacobs and Paul David Kennemer. They are the producer and producer director of a new movie, a documentary movie called Eating You Alive. And when you see it, you're not only going to get some information, you're also going to get some stories and some testimonials and some amazing things that are going to blow your mind saying, wow, I did not know that was possible. I did not know that I could back out of atherosclerosis. I did not know that I could reverse heart disease. I did not know that I can back out of diabetes and a lot of these problems that we're having. It's pretty amazing stuff. So you have both the anecdotal, the stories, and you have also the scientific, the proof. Now, let's talk about the scientific for a moment here. How in the world did you gather together people like Greger and Campbell and Esselstyn and Ornish, all of these people? How did you approach them to be part of the film? Let's start with you, Paul.
Honestly, it began with Dr. Neil Barnard. Marilee reached out to Neil, and he was kind enough to, we told him what our objective was and what we were wanting to do, and he said, yes, I'll be a part of it. And from there, it just began to snowball. Because we really wanted to make a point to not only interview what we kind of consider now in the who's who in the zoo as far as the rock star doctors
yes.
in this movement, we wanted to interview all those But then we also wanted to bring into it all these practicing physicians around the country, because to me, I was very skeptical when I began to eat this way. I didn't really believe that it would have an impact on me in the way that it did. And so I wanted the documentary to respond to me and to answer my questions. And so that's the reason we went out and interviewed around 60 practicing physicians across the country that have seen their lives change as well through changing their eating habits.
That's a very common thread that I see, not only in the people I interview who are the movers and shakers, but also the people who are involved in making the supporting material, like these movies and whatnot, forks over knives, etc. These people discovered something for themselves, and they wanted to share it. Marilee, let me ask you something. As you dealt with this project, and as you listened to the interviews, and as you were involved in getting the people lined up, did anything surprise you? Was there anything in all of this that you just did not see coming that took you by storm?
I think the one thing that's the most frustrating, I will have to say, and it's not with regards to interviewing people or gathering, because anybody who makes the decision to live this way or to adopt this lifestyle does so with intention. Mm-hmm. You can't accidentally fall into it.
That's true. You have to make a conscious choice.
And people who do this, down to the very last smallest person that makes this decision, they're incredibly passionate about sharing the message. You feel so good, you just want everybody else to come alongside. And I think one of the things that's probably the most heartbreaking to us is that when we do share the message, and people that we have seen who have had the message shared with them, and they're in very critical stages of disease in their life or in their family's lives, and they walk away. They walk away from it. And for whatever reason. And I think that's the most shocking and surprising thing, because I know for myself, if I were in their shoes, I would be willing to do anything. And anything includes something so extreme, and I say that tongue in cheek, as to go back eating to real food and nothing but real food.
Paul, was that your experience also? Have you had some times when... I know when I'm standing in the grocery store line and the carts in front of me and behind me are like, wow, that's a heart attack waiting to happen. You want to say something, but you really can't. So I'm glad the film's out. At least I can say, hey, go watch that film.
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, I think, because everyone struggles with this, that lives this way and they feel great and they've reversed their disease or whatever they've got. I mean, if it's as simple as they went from having a cold, you know, five times a year to where they don't get sick anymore. They don't get colds anymore. You know, if it's as simple as that, whatever it is, they become passionate about it. And they just simply want to get everyone in their family to transition to this because they know they'll feel so much better. But it never happens that way. And it, to me, it's the situation of you've got to set the example and then you've got to be patient. Because as we know, you can't force anyone to do anything. They have to do it of their own free will. And, you know, hopefully in time, these people, family members will see the change, and then they'll eventually make that change. But yes, I've had the same, as Marilee said, and just recently we had a person on our team. She had a family member that he passed away, and literally it was just, there was no changing. The changes are so, to make these changes in people's lives require that they have to fight against these addictions in such a heavy way that a lot of times they're just not willing to do it. They literally will just say, I give up. And then they literally lose their lives because of it. So it's very sad.
Yeah, the name Eating You Alive is absolutely true when it comes to what we're putting down our throats in this country and around the world, too. This is a global problem. Thank you. let's talk a little bit about the film now. Once you have it out there and it's been out there for some time, what are you hoping will happen? What do you want to be the end result here of having this film out there? Paul, let's begin with you.
Well, the first thing obviously for us was the passion behind the project to just bring an awareness of this lifestyle to the general public. Because for me, again, it was a film about answering all the questions that we all had, or that I had, when we began the process. And so being skeptical, I was very frustrated at the fact that no one had ever told me this. And I had watched my dad had a stroke and have a heart attack and triple bypass. I had to watch all this happen. And so for me, it's just a message that everyone needs to know. If people choose to ignore it, we can't help that. But the thing that we've got to do is try to get the message out. And it's not only for our health. If it goes far beyond that, I mean, it impacts so many things beyond just our health. But our drive is to just simply get the message out so that people can at least be informed to make that decision for their own health, for themselves, and really choose to put their health back into their own hands rather than expecting the medical care system to take care of their health, because I think we know it doesn't really truly work that way. We have to individually take care of our own health.
Marilee, what are your thoughts on this too?
He couldn't have said it any more succinctly, because that really is it, you know. And I know all of us come into this world, and in some small way, we would like to impact and change the world. So I don't mean to sound like a silly 5-year-old saying, "What do you want to do with your life? I want to change the world." But we really do want to be impactful to people and lead them to the information that can help them lead longer, healthier, more fulfilled lives. And not only for themselves, but for the planet as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have been having some sneak previews of this movie from time to time. What's happening there? What seems to be the responses?
That has been one of the most fulfilling things, actually. Having people come out of these screenings, and the response is as much as we could have ever hoped for. Mm. And that is, they come and they ask questions, and they are wanting to dive in. They want to make the change. They were inspired. They feel like they have enough information, and they at least know what questions to ask. And hopefully we can provide some more information as to other resources where they can find support. But overwhelmingly, the response has been positive and one of change. And that's exciting to see.
And Paul, where can people find a little bit more about you and your film and the showing times?
Go to eatingyoualive.com, and there's a screening page on there, and you can look there to determine where we're screening at.
All right. Eating You Alive is the name of the motion picture, a documentary by our guests today, Marilee Jacobs and Paul David Kennemer. That's Eating You Alive. And once again, that website is simply eatingyoualive.com. Listener, I urge you to go take a look at this. Take some friends with you. This is a non-threatening movie. It is positive. It is filled with people who are smiling and crying and having a good time because they made the changes. They decided that they didn't like the way it was, and they wanted it to be like it should be and like it could be. And they made those changes, and the results are amazing. And if you want those same amazing results too, you might want to check out the film and follow what it says. Eating You Alive. Marilee and Paul, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate your words of wisdom and guidance, and I thank you so much for this film. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Marilee Jacobs and Paul David Kennemer inviting you to remain hurtwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.